It's a big thing and a very interesting and unique thing coming up in October. It's the world's first simultaneous running event launching for climate action and the Great Barrier Reef. Now, Ginevra Johnson is the event manager, and she's joined us to talk about the Run for Reef. Ginevra, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Now, Bendigo and Central Victoria is a long way from the Great Barrier Reef, but I guess it's telling us that we all need to be mindful of what's happening to that magnificent natural wonder.
Yes, and I think it's more than just about the Great Barrier Reef. So this initiative started in 2013, where a group of people got together and created the Port Douglas Marathon to raise funds for the Great Barrier Reef. And from there, the interest in the Great Barrier Reef, and of course, that being the barometer for climate change, the interest has pretty much taken off. And so we have 23 cities across Australia and New Zealand, Bendigo being one of them. Bendigo actually being one of the first sites to sign up, because I think it's not just about what we can do for the Great Barrier Reef and making sure that we've got something beautiful to look at when we go on holidays. It's that overwhelming feeling of helplessness with the climate change issue and what can we do. So here is a really great proactive initiative.
Yeah, and I guess with a lot of these initiatives too, it's fun. It's fun to do it. It's you don't have to be, I know Steve Modaghetti's involved with it, but you don't have to be an Olympic athlete either. You know, 1K, 5K, 10K fun runs and a special elite 10K run as well. But, you know, it just means that the Robbos of the world can get out there and do it as well as athletes.
Yes, that's right. And myself as well. I'm not an elite runner by any stretch. But I think the most important thing is, you know, with climate change and with this event, it is fun, whereas climate change has typically been a really difficult conversation. So, you know, we're not protesting in the streets. We're not trying to be loud about it. It's actually a fun event. It's proactive. All of the proceeds go into a research fund at James Cook University. So it's directly going into the research of the reef and for climate change.
Yeah. And I think that's a really important point that you brought up there, Ginevra, is the fact that, you know, whilst many of us obviously are concerned about climate change, when you see somebody, as happened a couple of weeks ago, you park their car across Sydney Harbour Bridge, so, you know, half of Sydney comes to a standstill, people tend to get a bit shirty about that, you know, and don't necessarily like some of the aspects of that. This is a really positive way of going about it, raising money, but, you know, not impacting on people's regular lives either.
That's right. So it's just a really great way to get involved. Not only is it fun, you can get your friends and your family involved or your sporting club, but it's actually really heartening to know I'm actually doing it for a really good cause, whereas that might have, you know, the climate change conversation might have been something where in the past you'd say, oh, I actually don't even know my role in this and I don't know what to do. So here we have a solution. It's exciting. I think it's really cool that you have the opportunity to run or race against people all across Australia and benchmark yourself from a national perspective.
Yeah. So open to individuals as well as, like, you know, running groups or clubs or whatever?
So everyone has to have their own individual registration.
Right.
And I believe the Run for Reef team, if you're a club, you can actually aggregate your scores.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good too. And how do people go about it if they want to get involved?
So all of the information is on the website at runforreef4.org. And it has all of the individual site information for all of the cities that are participating. So there's a special page dedicated to Bendigo. And in there, you'll also find other wonderful information, such as the first 40,000 registrants going to the draw to win an electric BYD car, brand new.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I was just looking, like, it's everywhere, from Adelaide, Bendigo, Canberra, Moreton Bay, Sydney, Thursday Island, Auckland, Wellington. Like, it's really covering a wide, and I guess the hope is to grow it every year as well.
That's exactly right. There are plans to extend the reach of Run for Reef so that it's a global running event. However, this year. We're just focusing on our region. We've obviously had a few setbacks with that thing called COVID.
Yes.
So it's really nice to be able to get it up and running, pardon the pun, again this October.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you every success with it. Thanks for taking a short time out to have a chat to us about it. And you say play on words. I was about to say to all the reefers, but no, I probably shouldn't use that term either.
No, not quite.
No.
But thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you at the starting line.
Indeed, you will. Good on you. Thanks very much indeed. All the very best to you. Ginevra Johnson, the Reef Run for Reef event manager.